Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll get it out in a minute, folks. Welcome back. It's good to have you here. Boy, this has been kind of a crazy day. I've been having some difficulty a couple of times. I called Bill Dunkelberg, who's a chief economist. I called him a chief accountant in the last hour. I don't know what's going on with me today. It's 12 after. I'm pretty sure about that, and I'm pretty sure who I am, even though I may not be able to say it. It's good to have you back with us, folks. Thanks for staying with me. And just when I thought it was, I couldn't have more fun, I get to introduce you to somebody I think you're going to really like getting to know. Farnoosh Torabi, ladies and gentlemen, is a personal finance expert, and she has got the credentials and the experience to back up that title. She's an author, a journalist by education and by trade. Many of you have seen her on a number of television programs. Her book is called, one of the books is called, You're So Money, I guess it is. Yes, You're So Money. Live Rich Even When You're Not. And she's our new friend, Farnoosh. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you are. And I want to talk for a little bit about this what you call finding the upside in a down economy. You know, one of the things somebody told me a long time ago, Farnoosh, is if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. And, you know, I'm becoming more aware of the upside to the down economy as part of this campaign I'm doing with Intuit. We're hosting a town hall on Thursday that is geared to small businesses and personal finance and consumers. And the small business owners have so many great stories about how they're finding the silver linings. They're, as you said, they are watching carefully their budgets, they're keeping organized, but they're also really, really excited about taking opportunity right now. Should I grow my business? Should I acquire another business? Should I hire more people? And the answer, depending on, you know, their risk ability and just where they are financially, is often yes, because right now there are so many opportunities, be it the tax credits, the low cost of entry, the fact that prices have come down, rent prices have come down. There's so many smart, intelligent, able people right now who are unemployed. You know, there's a great time to hire if you're thinking about expanding your business. So the good news is the attitude is there. You know, small business owners are really, really realizing that, you know, when times are down, this is when you should be thinking strategically.
There's a really positive way to think about this that I want to offer, Farnoosh, and that I think is a good way for people to think about it. Because, you know, a lot of people are worried about, you know, they're a little uncomfortable with negotiating. They're a little uncomfortable with asking for a discount. Here's the way I think they should think about it. Every seller that I know, and I do business with a lot of different people, large and small, every person I know who has something to sell at this moment is a motivated seller. I didn't say that they're people who are going to hold out for their price. I said they're a motivated seller, and you have the opportunity to find out how motivated they are. And all you got to do is make them an offer. What do you think?
I think that's so true, and it's about being creative. As you said, it's not about getting the price that you want necessarily, but it's about, you know, developing relationships, long-term relationships, developing trust, you know, and finding creative ways to strike a deal. Because if you can do this now, think about how much more successful you're going to be when the market picks up. You know, if you can challenge yourself now, if you can prove that your business is flexible right now, then, you know, then the sky's really the limit once the economy recovers.
And don't presume that you can't negotiate with a big company.
Absolutely. I mean, people are negotiating with Walmart. You know,
exactly.
Shifting gears to personal finance and consumers, that's the other part of the Intuit Town Hall. You know, we're talking to small business owners. We're also working with consumers. you know, one of the big tips that I deliver is you have to speak up. You got to ask for help. And whether it's your utility company, whether it's your shoe repair guy, whether it's your healthcare company, you need to be your biggest advocate and talk to them and say, look, I need to save money. I don't want to walk away from these guys. I want to save money. And you'll be
Exactly. You know, one of the things that I've been encouraged people to say, whenever, and if you're on the receiving end of that, if customers are saying to you, especially if it's business customers, if they're saying to you, I need you to help me cut my costs, then I think you've got a right, Farnoosh, at that moment to say, okay, I tell you what, I'm going to work with you. I'm going to give you I'm going to make some adjustments so it makes it more palatable and easier for you to do business with me this year. But next year and the year after, when things turn around, I need you to help me recover some of that. When things are better, we're all making a little more money. I need you to help me recover some of that. You could even build it into a contract. What do you think about that, Farnoosh?
I think that is so true. It's like teamwork, you know, and it's very smart, because also what you're establishing is not just a customer for now, but a customer that will come back in a year, in 2 years, because you're making that pact right now. It's forward thinking, and it's being a little bit aggressive, but that's what you need to do. You're cutting them a deal now, so they're going to pay you back in the future. I think that's very smart.
And I meant what I said about contracts. I mean, if somebody said that to me, if especially if a big company came to me and said, "Hey Jim, I need you to give me a discount," I'd say, "Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a discount, but all I'm asking you for is one thing. I want a 3-year contract, and in year 2 and 3, I want the price to go back up to last year's price in 2010 or 11 or whenever, and in the third year, I want it to go up above that, and we put it in a contract. Will you do that?" I think you'd find people will accept that.
I think so, too, because you know what? You're competing with somebody else.
Yep.
And you need to bring something to the table that's going to ultimately secure your customers from coming back. And I think that you have to look, exactly. I think that consumers and small business owners need to think about what each other's needs are as well as their own. And I think in that way you can find a happy medium.
Never be afraid to ask for a discount. Farnoosh, one time I needed 100 hamburgers quickly. And I walked into a McDonald's.
I don't ask for why, but okay.
I walked into a McDonald's and I said, "I want to speak to the manager." The manager came out and I said, "I need 100 hamburgers and I'm not going to pay full price." And she went back into her office. She came back and I bought them for like 20 cents below the price. They made them up and I walked out with them.
Wow.
You can never be afraid to ask anybody for a discount, folks. 20 after, we're going to be right back with our new friend Farnoosh Tarabi. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
All my friends in small town. My parents live in the same small town.
In the park. They don't know. Little Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Check out my blog. A lot of good stuff there. I think you'll find I've done quite a bit of posting in the last couple of months on social media. There's a lot of stuff there. And my most recent post is on giving customers what they want, not what they need. And I think you'll enjoy that. And, of course, my knowledge base is there, our Brain Trust members. If you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something that you can read or listen to right there or ask a question right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, at Jim Blasingame. Farnoosh Tarabi, ladies and gentlemen, F-A-R-N-O-U-S-H. I'm sorry, O-O-S-H, F-A-R-N-O-O-S-H. And the last name is T-O-R-A-B-I, if you're Googling her. And she is, as I said earlier, a professional finance expert, author, and journalist. Her book is called, the one I know about is You're So Money. And Farnoosh, tell us where we can find you. Tell us where you can find your book. And then I want you to tell us about one of the projects you're working on. But tell us about your own contact information first.
Well, thanks, Jim. My book is called You're So Money, Live Rich Even When You're Not. It's in stores now. You can hop onto Amazon and check it out. I have a blog at farnoosh.tv, and I write for a variety of online websites and magazines, thestreet.com,
yep.
AOL, I'm often writing for Glamour magazine and 17 magazine. I'm a contributing editor.
And I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her picture here, folks, and I can understand how she would be writing for Glamour magazine. So Farnoosh,
nice.
And on television, you're on television quite a bit too, aren't you?
Yes, I stop by the Today Show when they invite me, and it's just a really
and
fun
why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? And so also you're also working with Intuit on a project. I want you to tell us about.
Yes, I'm really really excited about this new project with Intuit. We are conducting a series of town halls for small business owners and consumers, and I'm also moderating those sessions. And basically, we're trying to help people. You know, people are at a time right now where it's a very important transitional time in their life, whether they're family, household members, they are small business owners. We want to hear from them. We want them to learn from each other. We want to share advice. There are going to be Intuit experts as well present at these town halls to talk to them about, you know, what are some of the free resources for them that Intuit has, both online and off. And
so where would they, how would we find out?
We're going to be live streaming it, just to give you the website really quick. It's justin.tv/Intuit Town Hall. It's going to be happening on Thursday morning.
Okay, hold on. Let's do the website again one more time. Hold on. Say it again.
Sure.
Slowly.
Justin.tv.
Spell that.
Back. Justin is J-U-S-T-I-N.
Okay. Dot TV.
Dot TV.
All right. And then.
Slash. And it's one word. Intuit. Which is I-N-T-U-I-T. Town Hall.
Okay. So check that out, folks. And it's this Thursday, right?
It's this Thursday. It is, the session starts at 9 a.m.
Right.
With a consumer
Eastern
session, and then we'll be having a small business session, and we'll be having two of each.
9 a.m.
So make sure
Eastern.
Hop on before 9 a.m. just to get situated, and that's Pacific time.
All right. So 9 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, I'm glad we got that straight. And will this be archived, so people, if they miss it that day, they can see it another day? Okay, good.
So if you miss it, don't worry. You can go back on justinb.tv/IntuitTownHall and catch up.
Check that out, folks. All right, so Farnoosh, give us some other ideas on how we can do a better job of stretching our cash. Because cash flow, you know, I was telling the folks on Fox Business yesterday, they asked me what the biggest challenge is for small business right now. I said cash flow. We're not managing for profits as much as we're managing for cash flow. How do we stretch it, Farnoosh?
Well, I think you take that same principle with small business owners and you apply it to consumers. One is just to be cognizant of where your money's going. A lot of people, you'd be surprised, have no idea what their net is every month. And, you know, sometimes it's a negative net, and that's probably why they're afraid to look at it. But how much money is coming in? How much money is going out? How are you keeping organized? You know, what software are you using? What online resources are you using? There's so many out there, you know, and Intuit has a number of them to help you manage your finances. You have to, that's the first step. You have to be aware. Two, be aware of your goals. What is it that you want in your life? You know, not just, you know,
What are your priorities?
Kids. Priorities, right? Because, you know, research has found when you set goals, you're much more likely to save because you have that big.
And sometimes your priorities are not handy, like a fancy meal, or paying too much for a meal, or a pair of shoes, or you know, I love to buy purses, Farnoosh. So you know, I'm always spending too much money on purses and shoes and things.
You know that about you.
Yeah, and they're so handy. Whereas maybe my real priority is a nicer house or a better education or something. Those aren't as handy, are they? And that's the challenge, I think. One of the problems that we got, Farnoosh, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Our education system has produced generation after generation of financial illiterates, and we need to do a better job of educating our young people on finance, don't we?
Absolutely, it's been one of my priorities. At 17 Magazine, for example, where I'm a contributing editor, we are working very closely with these. It's the first time where a young adult magazine wants to even address money to their audience on a regular basis.
I'm glad you're doing that, Farnoosh. Will you come back another day? We've had fun today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. This has been fun.
We've enjoyed having you. Thank you very much. Farnoosh Tarabi, ladies and gentlemen. Watch the town hall that she's working on with Intuit. Check that out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.